Here we go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerdity podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And on the Skype hotline, we have
Extension John.
Okay.
So one of our pictures is
it's a tax thing. Not.
I was just imagining
2 days left, folks. Monday. Monday's your tax filing
deadline. I was just imagining like John as like Inspector Gadget.
See, I was picturing him as
Extension
like
John.
As like a mumble rapper, like Extension, but Extension.
See, I was thinking, what the hell is John doing at home with extension talk? Can we fix the picture now?
Sorry.
You made it worse. One of our pictures on our walls in the studio is shifted incorrectly, and Sean is incapable of fixing it.
So this is going to be the next hour for us. We'll be discussing picture frames.
All right, there it is.
We got it.
For those of you who wonder, it is a
Daredevil
collage.
Daredevil Fall from Grace.
Oh, okay.
It's
I
a comic
you.
Book series.
Oh, I didn't see the title. Title's good.
You didn't understand.
There it is. All right. Well, anyway, tonight's episode, we're going to review Shazam. Or two of us are.
Shazam!
Woo!
And then the Star Wars trailer came out this week.
Shazam!
Along with some more Star Wars video game news.
Yep.
Disney Plus also had an announcement. And we're going to do Game of Thrones. So there's going to be a big discussion on Game of Thrones. And we're going to do a, not a Deadpool, but we're going to do a
survival pool, I guess.
We'll explain that a little bit later.
It's the game of life.
And we're
Game
gonna,
of Thrones style.
We're going to review all of, kind of recap a little bit, because from what we were talking about before the episode, you guys kind of have no idea what's going on.
Mm-mm.
We need a little bit of a recap
I only
here.
Care about Game of Thrones when it's on. Then I really care about it.
It hasn't been on for
like,
2 years, though, so.
Yeah,
2017 was last season.
Mm, that's crazy. I know. So we'll have to do a little bit of a recap so you guys can get back into it, and I'm sure you're going to watch at least the last episode prior to Sunday night.
I'll pick and choose the important ones, and I'll watch those.
There's only seven. Just watch them all. Six. There's only six. Just watch them all.
Yeah, but they're like an hour and a half each.
Yeah.
They're long.
Well.
It's like a movie every week.
Well, actually, it's
for
less.
For a show
it's,
that I'm not super
hour,
into.
It's an hour the first two episodes, and it's about an hour 20 for the next four.
Is it?
Yeah. It's, so it's not really a movie. It's still a TV show. And if it's anything like Lord of the Rings, it's going to be a 5 hour long ending.
Oh, so. God, that ending is going to be super. Oh, it's only an hour 20 for the ending.
Yeah, like I said. Mm. I don't think it's any longer than an hour and a half. I don't think any of them are. All right, we're going to discuss this all later anyway. Not all the times, but let's start off. Why don't you guys review Shazam?
Shazam!
You
okay.
were all excited about it last week.
So Shazam! Is
Shazam!
The latest. Inclusion in the DCEU, which totally still exists, guys.
Yeah. I mean, it exists because of Aquaman.
Yeah.
You're welcome, DCEU, says James Wan.
So, non-spoiler first, if you can.
I don't know how many people out
so
there.
So Shazam like- is a superhero who gets his superpowers from a magician.
From magic. Well, he comes gets it from a wizard.
Yeah, that's true.
So his powers are magic based.
Yeah. So like he is the magical. So think of it this way. So you've got Superman and then you've got Aquaman, who is like the underwater Superman. And then you have Wonder Woman, who is the female Superman. And then you have Shazam, who is the magical Superman. DC is very creative when they come up with their heroes. Super creative. Cyborg is the, you guessed it, Cyborg Superman.
Should we talk about the movie?
Yeah. Well, no, you have to understand who Shazam is. Yeah, so is it just a kid? He gets the powers.
Billy Batson.
Billy Batson.
He is deemed worthy. So the whole,
not quite,
sort of, but well, the whole plot to it is, so there's these magical wizards who are doing battle with
The seven deadly sins.
Seven deadly sins. And
they find a kid in the 70s. They bring him in.
Yeah.
And they're like, just don't be tempted by the seven deadly sins. And who knew he was going to get tempted by those seven deadly sins?
Don't spoil it, Jim.
Well, that is the beginning. You have to set up a villain somehow.
You just spoiled that he's the villain.
A kid from the 70s? Of course he is. It's the 70s.
You know, a kid whose dad is literally Lex Luthor's dad from the show Smallville.
Yeah, who doesn't age.
Yeah, he looks exactly the same as he did on
like,
that show.
They didn't even, well, not just on the show, like, he appears in the 70s in this movie, and then appears in modern day. His haircut didn't change, and he had a gray beard in both scenes.
Like, to be honest, he looks exactly the same as he did on that show.
Yeah, but like, you couldn't like, use makeup or even like try to de-age him somehow, but that's a bit of a tangent. So it's about Billy Batson, who's trying to find his mom, goes to a group home because he was separated from his mom. There's a very touching moment where they show how she gets separated from him during a carnival, and she never comes back for him, and so he's looking for her and ends up with this kid who's
He's obsessed with superheroes, but he's also a cripple.
Yeah, so like that's kind of like his thing is like he can't be like a superhero because he's crippled, but so he idolizes the superheroes.
Well, I mean, it's like it's one of those like he's a cripple because he has a limp.
Mm.
It's
well, he has the crutch.
Yeah, he's got a crutch and stuff. So.
And the people at his school are douchebags.
Yeah,
so how do you pick on that kid? Like, and everybody's like, it's just normal. Like, how do you, like, not stand up? Like, I don't care if he's, like, a nerdy kid who's obsessed with real superheroes in real life. Like,
yeah, that was something where, like, it was a weird thing that this movie did where they're, like, really trying to make this feel like it's in the DCEU.
Yeah.
But, like, it still didn't feel like it was in the DCEU. It felt like it was in its own different world.
Yes, which I kind of would have preferred. But like there's mentions of Batman, there's mentions of Aquaman, there's mentions of Superman. So like it obviously takes place in the same universe. But it's in Philadelphia, not random city like the rest of them. Metropolis is his Metropolis.
I know.
Gotham is Gotham.
Okay, that's
Star City is Star City.
Yeah.
That's a tiny thing to complain about.
No, like, but it's just kind of funny that it's like...
No, you're right, though. All the CW shows, all the DC shows.
Well, not just shows. The DC, like, canon, the cities are make-believe. Because, like, Star City is Washington, or Seattle, but it's called Star City.
I know, but there's actual names for it.
I know, but like...
Not Philadelphia.
No, exactly. Like, they all have their own...
I think actually in the comics, he just does live in Philadelphia.
Maybe he does. It's kind of a weird, like... not weird. An odd thing that, like, you have a special name for all these other cities, except for Philadelphia. I don't know. Like,
City of Magic.
Yeah, City of Magic. You know, the Philadelphia Magic, that basketball team. anyways... No, so it's just this kid, he gets granted the powers, not because he was deemed worthy, but because the wizard was literally dying. And he was like, you have to save the world, gives him the power, and then the dude just disintegrates. So now Shazam has the power. He's a kid, but if he says the word Shazam, he becomes Shazam. They never mention Captain Marvel, though.
Yeah, well, they can't.
Yeah, but like
the original name of the character, if you're wondering, and then they got sued by Marvel.
Yeah, fun lawsuits. But yeah, so it's him just becoming a superhero, but he's still a kid. So obviously, if you have superpowers and you're a kid, you're not going to take it seriously. So like, there was one point he was doing Eye of the Tiger, but shooting lightning in the air, trying to get money from people. Like, it was kind of, like, silly. And, but, you know, he he comes across the bad guy, and then it's just him fighting the bad guy.
So let's just dig into this movie. All right. I think that's enough background.
Yeah.
You can pretty much piece together what this movie is from.
Yeah.
It's pretty generic in that sort of standard superhero story. But so things I liked about it. I liked Zachary Levi in this.
Yes. I thought he did an awesome job.
I thought he did. The one problem I had was his performance and the kid's performance didn't match.
Mm.
That just took me out of it. Where I like Zachary Levi, but like the kid was much more mopey and like depressed and like angsty, where when he became Shazam, Zachary Levi, suddenly he became sort of energetic and happy.
Yeah, I feel like when they made this film, Zachary Levi and the kid, the kid with the crutch, Jack Dylan Grazer, I feel like they spent so much time together. I think the chemistry between those two were awesome.
Oh yeah,
I thought Jack Dylan Grazer did an amazing job. Like I thought he was great for the character that he was. But you're totally right. Like it was Asher Angel who plays Billy Batson. Like the way he plays Billy Batson and how Zachary Levi plays Shazam, it's literally supposed to be the same person. Just one has superpowers and looks like an adult, and they act completely different.
Yeah, and that kind of took me out of this.
Yeah.
That kind of ruined Zachary Levi's performance a little bit.
I
really like it, but at the same time, I was like,
that's the director's fault.
Yeah, that's the director's fault, but I think, like, I don't want to take it out of Zachary Levi's, like, that's a diss for Zachary Levi, because I think he did awesome. I liked his character. I think whatever the director did with Asher Angel's Billy Batson, I think that's what hurt it, because he was very reserved, quiet, like trying not to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And then Shazam is the center of attention.
It's like one or the other. Pick one or it can't be both.
Yeah. So like,
I did like the other kids in the foster home.
Yes.
They were all cute and funny.
Yeah. They were, you know, like the one that can't keep her mouth shut.
Oh, that precocious little girl.
What's it? Darla. Her name was Darla. So cute. No, but like I like how like Mark Strong just plays generic bad guy.
Felt like such a waste, because he's a pretty good actor. Yeah. He could be a pretty good bad guy.
But it was literally like he was tempted by the dark side, so he embraced it. And there's your character.
And I don't entirely understand like who are the seven deadly sins. Like I understand they're the seven deadly sins, but like, what are they again? Yeah. Are they aliens? Are they...
You know what? I hate to say this, and it's a bad comparison. Like... It's a horrible comparison to do. But you know what this movie kind of needed? That intro that Justice League got about the mother boxes? This movie kind of probably could have used that kind of...
It kind of got that when the wizard guy was explaining to Billy Batson.
Right. I feel like maybe... Instead of that, like, maybe start the movie that way, because then you kind of understand, oh, the seven deadly sins, they're actually really bad. Like, obviously the name gives it away.
I couldn't really understand what was so bad about, like, I understood sins are bad, but like at the same time I'm like, so why do we have to stop them?
Like, they're monsters, and they're like, rah, rah, I got a tongue. Rah, rah, rah. Like, that's all.
Like, they were killing people, but at the same time, they were killing bad people.
Yeah. So,
so
like, I was like, oh, so he's they're doing good stuff.
So they're like the Punisher or something. kind of anti-hero kind of going on.
Yeah. The villain. But I like the standoff at the carnival at the end.
Yeah, the ending was pretty good.
The ending was really nice.
I really like that joke that they did. They had a joke where
the
bad guy was giving the bad guy speech, but they were a mile apart. So Shazam was like, I can't hear you. We're like a mile apart. Yeah.
He's just doing his monologue. He's like, and the earth will tremble beneath my... And then like switches to Shazam's point of view. And you just see like... He's like, I can't hear you. We're a mile apart. And he just keeps going on uninterrupted, like Shazam can hear him. And it was pretty funny. Like, as a whole for this movie, I think this is a step in the right direction for DC compared to all their other films. Because, I mean, what was the runtime was 2 hours, 12 minutes. It didn't feel like 2 hours, 12 minutes.
It didn't feel like it dragged in any real spot.
Like, Aquaman dragged.
At times, yeah.
This movie, I feel like, didn't drag. There was humor. Maybe it didn't work at times. Sometimes it did work. But we got a likable superhero out of it, which is kind of nice. It wasn't super dark and, like, serious. It was kind of lighthearted.
Oh, it was very lighthearted.
But... So, with very serious undertones and whatnot. I mean, the seven deadly sins. I mean, come on.
they were bad, I think.
They ate a guy's head off, pulling a Venom.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is a kid's movie, right?
Yeah. So, but, like, I just feel like, as a whole... I mean, it's a step in the right direction, and that
I felt this is like two steps forward, one step back for them.
Okay.
Where like they got away from being all dark and moody, and like they, you know, it was actually kind of funny. It wasn't, you know, the jokes kind of worked, so yeah. It was like, okay, but then you had like that mismatch between Zachary Levi and the kid.
Yeah.
And you had like me just sitting there the whole time, just being like, what's going on exactly? Why are they the bad guys? Why are they fighting? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand what the stakes are. Like,
so he has the same power as Superman, right?
Pretty much. It's
He has lightning hands.
Yeah.
So there's two Supermen in the DC universe?
Technically three, because Aquaman is technically the underwater Superman.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just think of like every person in DC is the Superman of whatever.
Okay.
Like that's how like he's bullet immunity, he can fly, he's super strong, you know, like anything that Superman can do, he's fast, like anything Superman can do, he basically can do, and the reasoning is magic.
Okay.
So, but it's not like cool magic, it's just like lightning magic. It's not like he can make things disappear and stuff. He's no David Copperfield out there. But, yeah, then we're going spoilers here. So the end fight, what I really liked, because the only thing I truly understood from Shazam was from Flashpoint Paradox, that cartoon. And so, like, when Shazam gets defeated and he falls apart and he's, like, six kids, I'm like, but Shazam's one kid in this movie. I don't get it. And then, like, at the end, they all grab the staff and become...
That was a funny joke when he had the staff. And he's like, say my name.
Billy! No, the name I say to become this. Oh, Shazam!
That was actually kind of funny.
But, I'm watching it, and then one of them... So, Freddie, the Jack Dylan Grazer, Freddie, when he becomes an adult, I'm like... Two things. One, this dude is super familiar. I know him from somewhere. And two, he is capturing Freddy perfectly.
Yeah. The kids who, the people who played the kids when they had superpowers, they captured their characters.
Yeah, perfectly. So, Adam Brody from the OC.
Really?
Yeah. Because I had to look it up afterwards. I was like, who is this person? I know who this is. And I looked it up. I'm like, oh, it's Adam Brody. And he looks like the kid. He acts like the kid. He does it a phenomenal job for the 5 minutes he's in this film.
Like, all right, fair enough.
Oh, they all do. I
mean, everybody who becomes the adult version of the kids does an amazing
job. So I have a question. You know the teenage one, the older one?
Yes.
What was her power? Because they kind of went through all of them, like, because each one of them has an individual power.
Yeah.
And they were, like, kind of going through all of them.
So, like, the
quiet kid had strength.
Yeah.
The nerdy Asian kid, which, a little bit of a stereotype, but he had, like, electrical? Did he have the electrical
I think
hands?
So, yeah.
You don't know what she was?
I don't remember.
They didn't really explain.
Darla, the little girl, she was fast.
You don't have to go over all of them.
No, I know. No, but I don't remember what.
They didn't go to her.
No.
And I was like,
Freddy can fly.
Yeah, Freddy could fly. Yeah.
So, that was cool. But yeah, no, like that whole fight sequence at the end was pretty cool. But skipping through some credits, this is the first ever end credit sequence where it happened, the post credit scene where it happened and it ended, and I turned to Sam and I went, I have no idea that was.
No idea what they were referencing. Was that a Black Adam reference?
No. So, was it The Mind, I think, is the character? It's literally a superhuman, super smart caterpillar.
Yep.
No, that's the character. Like, that's what they were like, because it's a caterpillar, and you see it twice in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a caterpillar with a voice box that it talks through. And it was talking, and it was like, you primitive humans, there are easier way to get magical powers than the old scrolls or whatever. And he's like, ooh, do tell. And then that's how it ends. And I'm like, what is up with the caterpillar?
Like, why couldn't the caterpillar be the villain?
First time in a comic book movie.
For any movie.
You're stumped.
Any movie. Like, even like the Godzilla movies, I'm like, I know what's happening. Like, this time I'm like, I have no, because I don't know Shazam, but I know some DC villains. So, like, first thing I was like, is this like Brainiac or something? I don't know. Like, but no, it's just Mr. Caterpillar Man, who's an actual Shazam villain. Who knew?
Black Adam is just opposite.
I think so, yeah, than Shazam.
But, like, this guy was also opposite Shazam, so I don't.
Yeah, it was like Shazam, but with an I.
Shall we rate it?
Sam, you go first.
I'll give it a 7.
And I am putting it on par with the other Captain Marvel, 7.9.
7.9, really?
Yeah. No, I thought this was a step in the right direction for DC. I really strongly feel that way. And hopefully DC sees this. Now, really quick that I wanted to bring up. So this movie has been out for what? This is its second weekend?
Second, because we saw the opening.
I think fans are done with DC. Like, domestically. So right now, domestically, I mean, granted, like...
It's out for a week.
Yeah, it's been out for a week. This is its second weekend, which this weekend, I mean, what's coming, what came out? Oh, Hellboy was supposed to, like, destroy this weekend, but... But this movie...
Got destroyed.
It got destroyed somehow. But this movie has only made domestically $76
million. Does they have the budget for it? Box Office Mojo have the budget
for it? Yeah, so it's $100 million budget.
Okay.
$76 domestically. Total worldwide, it's $200. It matters what it makes domestically. If it doesn't do well domestically, then it's probably not going to get a sequel. Just look at Dragon Ball.
Or Warcraft,
which is on FX soon. I saw a commercial for it.
You got to watch it.
So at $76 million, it's at the bottom of all the DC movies. The next one is Justice League, which was atrocious. I think that, like, that's the second worst one. That one made $229 million.
Domestic.
Like, and I honestly, Shazam is a better movie. It is a much better movie. It is probably one of the best DC movies that has been made.
I still think Wonder Woman was better.
But, like, no one's seeing it. And that's kind of surprising.
Well, like, one, it's a superhero nobody really knows about.
Right.
And it's not a standout movie. Like, no. The thing I can only think I can compare it to is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
Where, like, nobody knew who the Guardians of the Galaxy were, but they made a unique enough and interesting enough film that brought people out.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, it's okay, and that's it.
This movie, so far, has, for origin film, superhero origins, it has made less money than the Power Rangers did last year. Or 2 years ago, sorry.
Well, I mean, that's the full run of Power Rangers, so. We're only week two.
Ghost Rider made a lot more than this.
We're only on week two, so give it time.
Yeah, I'd give it a little bit more. Yeah. It'll hit 100.
Also, the international stuff is pretty significant with a lot of the DC stuff.
Yeah.
Yes and no, but like I said, like,
I think Americans are superheroed out.
I don't think they're superheroed out because Captain Marvel's doing great. What I think Marvel
made $1 billion.
Yeah, what I think is it's because DC has routinely put out subpar films that people are just kind of like with with Solo. Like, people are like, I'm not going to see this. I don't care. Give me a good movie.
True.
Because, like, Solo...
that could be the case.
Solo was, like, it wasn't a bad film, but it's, like, Star Wars fans expect more.
53 million's a good opening? What are you talking about?
What?
70.
53 million
opening.
For a spring movie, 53 is not bad.
Yeah. So... But I'm just like looking at what it like the other DC expanded universe movies, and it's like not even close to any
of
them.
If this hits a quarter of a billion, they'll make another one
worldwide. I believe
domestic. Yeah.
Pretty much there. Oh
no, domestic. It's not going to make a quarter.
I can't imagine
it will not make a quarter of a billion domestic.
Over time,
no,
not at this point.
No,
not at this pace. Maybe.
It's like at 100 pace, maybe a little more.
No, it would be more than that because it has 70 right now.
Yeah,
and that's on. Well, that's probably Friday's numbers, right? Including
and
Friday.
Today's supposed numbers.
No, that doesn't count.
No, but they
until
do
it actually happens.
I know, but they do an estimate of how much. Yeah, that's like that
bullshit. Day. Just when it comes out, it comes out.
All right,
but that's a big drop off if it started off at what 53.
Yeah,
and they made 20.
Yeah,
usually about 60% is the drop off. Usually.
Yeah, 70 is what they say, standard.
Yeah. So, like, yesterday it made 6 million. Like, that's what
Friday
it made
night.
Friday night.
I mean, it's... I don't know. I'm done with DC stuff for a while. So.
It sucks because, like, this was a step in the right direction. I really feel that way.
I'm not saying no, it wasn't. Every review
it's gotten great reviews.
Is saying that it's in the right direction.
The problem is all the other DC films have
two movies too late.
Yeah.
We're this is dead.
It's BVS started the downfall.
Yeah.
And then it's just...
Yeah, they face planted out of the gate. And then, what was the next one? Was it Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
And they got up, and they were like, okay, we can do this. And then...
Justice League.
They shot themselves in the face.
Actually, no. Batman v Superman was like, oh, I fell. Then they got up, and then they, like, fell backwards with Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, Suicide Squad.
They got up and started running again.
I don't think they had ridiculously high hopes for Suicide Squad
anyway.
They
gave them 2 weeks to write the script. Like, come on.
I don't know. I do
like how when they did Suicide Squad, they're like, just make us Guardians of the Galaxy. Just make us that. And then it didn't work out, and they said, fuck it, let's just hire James Gunn.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's... I don't know. We'll see. The next movie that comes out for DC is
The Joker.
Unknown. Or Joker.
Okay. And then it's in the DC.
And then it's Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey. Yeah. Then it's all right,
unknown. That could be in the right direction.
And then it's Aquaman 2.
That okay. Well, who knows what's gonna happen with that one?
DC movies are ascendant. Wonder Woman.
Oh yes, that's right. Untitled, then Wonder Woman, then Aqua 2.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, please.
Shall we move on to why don't we just do Disney?
All right.
Get into Disney Plus.
Disney.
So Disney Plus actually released their price tag.
Yeah.
For their new streaming service, and it is $7 a month.
Or 70 for the entire year.
Yep.
To save some money.
Mm-hmm. And that includes... Go for it.
Oh, God.
You got shows?
Oh, the shows. So, they already announced they're doing the... Loki. So, they got Loki. They announced Loki at the beginning.
Loki.
We've got Hawkeye TV show coming.
Which I, like... We were talking about this in the text where we were like... I'm oddly excited for this show.
Yeah, so it looks like it's not just Hawkeye, it's him training his replacement. Yeah,
Katie Bishop?
Yeah, yeah. So who takes over for him in basically Marvel's Young Justice, but it's Young Avengers. it's pretty much the same thing.
Same.
There are also two more.
Then we've got
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yep.
And Wanda and Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually just WandaVision.
Yeah, sorry.
There's no
WandaVision.
But to kick it all off, in November, The Mandalorian is the kickoff show.
Yes.
So similar to the Star Trek with the DC All Access, The Mandalorian is going to be the kickoff show for Disney.
But different from CBS All Access, they have already a catalog of stuff that I would actually want to see.
So all the Star Wars films are going to be on, all the Star Wars films and TV shows, whatever they like, whatever Star Wars, it's on
there.
You've got, they said 18 movies that are previously in the Disney vault. They're taking out of the vault and putting it on here.
Are they going to be cycling vault movies?
I'm assuming they will be.
I can't imagine.
Because it's Disney, because it... The,
well,
by keeping the vault, they're able to keep the things out of the public domain. So when they put it into the vault, then they re-release it. It's like it's the public domain or copyright. It,
I think that's bullshit. That's not real.
It is real, sadly.
Yeah.
Notice
how they don't like produce old movies anymore. You have to buy them used or.
Yeah, well, they'll take them out of the vault, but once they put it back into circulation,
I think that's just I think that's just to keep interest in it.
Maybe
could be. I think it's more or less just to hold the rights to it.
But I do know this is the first year in like 50 something years that we actually have some stuff going on public domain because of the laws. We have some like H.P. Lovecraft short stories and stuff going public domain, some songs and stuff. Like, it's crazy how the public domain thing works in America. It's so backwards.
It's weird everywhere.
It's all because of Disney. It really is, because he didn't want to give up Mickey Mouse. But anyways.
From the cold dead hands.
Anyway, so this starts November, I want to say November 14th, yeah. But that could not be
the other
hard
thing
date.
This Disney Plus has. All the Simpsons episodes.
Oh, yeah.
They're putting all the Simpsons episodes on Disney Plus. That is confirmed. I mean,
currently it's all on FX.
Right, so it's probably getting pulled off FX and going on Disney Plus.
Yeah. And then I'm sure they're going to have all the new movies, Frozen's, Moana's,
all the Marvel movies are going to be on there.
Pixar will probably be on there, more recent.
I think it's
Pixar.
Like 18 Pixar movies or something like that.
Yeah,
I
so you're going to be getting a lot. For 70 bucks a year...
It's not bad.
I'm in.
Yeah,
well,
I'm in.
Yeah.
Can we talk one talking point here?
Go ahead.
So Disney is going to be, excuse me. So you get all this content, but they're going to keep putting stuff in theaters.
Right.
Then there's going to be the time between theaters, the traditional wait of exclusivity in theaters, and then when they release it on home video. So it's going to be like Netflix timing.
Right. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. So this could be the bigger gap.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
For 70 bucks a month, year, that's honest. It's not bad.
Well, like, it's not going to be 70 forever.
Oh, I know.
No, it's going to be like Netflix and they're raising the prices every year.
But yeah, they did say like ad free, a ton of Disney original, Disney channel original movies are going on there. Plus Disney Channel.
So like Johnny Tsunami is going to be on there. Perfect.
All the Hollywood.
Luck of the Irish. H.E. Double Hockey Sticks. Oh, yeah. Smart House. I believe I just named the only ones I know.
That one with Kirk Cameron.
I don't know which one he's talking about. I have no idea which one he's talking about.
I'll trust you on
I'm assuming
one.
High School Musical is going to be on there.
Oh, yeah, the High School Musical.
There's
Halloween
gonna
Town.
There's going to be a bunch of High School Musical shit, dude. They're doing a series. They're doing a series through those.
Oh, yeah. They're bringing the crew back.
Will the Halloween
bringing
Towns
the
be on
back
there?
Together.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
So, yeah, there'll be some bullshit on there. Yeah. Let's talk the biggest bullshit of the week, though. That's the Star Wars trailer.
All right. Star Wars
trailer. First release of Episode 9, which, as we found out, is titled The Rise of Skywalker,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somewhere between a teaser and a theatrical trailer.
Yeah, it's over 2 minutes long. It's a trailer.
Yeah. But this
well,
is the
so
question
mark. That, but there was just a bunch of bits at the end, whereas like the first half was just like a segment of a scene.
Yeah.
But anyway, it struck me watching it like, man, they really like just fucking wasted all these three movies. They spent a lot of like, three fucking like okay movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe even some bad. At least one probably bad. And it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of really good actors and people involved, but these just movies, they don't seem to hit. But then, guys, the Star Wars music came on, and fucking Lando was in the Millennium Falcon. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, once they showed Lando, I was like, oh, Lando. Like, I was at work, like, yeah, see, surrounded by my coworkers. And I'm like, Lando.
This is the problem. This is how they get you. Yeah. It's just, it's the problem is that we know they're bad. Not bad, but they're not up our alley. I don't like the new trilogies.
So far, I'll admit, so bad.
I don't like
it. So far, so bad.
I still enjoy Force Awakens.
It's just when you see the scroll and you hear the music, you're like, I'm on board. No matter what, I'm on board. It's I mean, I already know what's going to happen.
Everybody knows what happened.
It's very clear.
Everyone knows what happened.
Or at least there may be a twist, whatever,
so,
but still.
So let's talk about the big thing at the end.
Yes, please.
Where we hear Palpatine laugh.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's excited for this?
Yo.
One person.
kind
of. No, a lot of people are excited. Because, like...
What? Okay, so why?
There's a meme going around where it's like, Star Wars fan, there's nothing you can do for Episode 9 that'll make me excited for Star Wars. And then Episode 9, Palpatine laugh. And then it's a picture of Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park. He's like, you crazy son of a bitch, you did it.
So here's what I'm not liking. I wanted this whole trilogy to be a pass-off to the new.
No, it's not.
The new characters.
It's not.
But it's entirely not.
No. Okay,
in any way, shape, or form, it is not.
Let's be honest. This trilogy has been like a shitstorm.
Well, okay,
like,
at this
point. Force Awakens started off good, and then like Last Jedi came in and was just like, so we have no idea what these three movies are about.
No.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams just like is going to retcon the shit out of Last Jedi after Rian Johnson did the same to him.
It's
going to be incredible.
It's just, I mean, the Emperor died, so the only... The only thing I can think, did Yoda? Here's the thing. You keep bringing back these characters that are supposedly dead, and it's just fucking a waste of time. The only thing I would want is his voice in the head of Kylo Ren.
The Force does work in mysterious ways.
Or Luke's voice in the. It seems like it's in the voice of or in the head of Kylo.
I don't know.
Rey anyway. It's. No. Just no. I heard the laugh, I saw Lando, and I saw the speeder, the Jabba's thing.
I don't think it's a sail barge, but...
No, but it's... I mean, granted, okay, I'll give you that. It's a little different. But it's just I heard the voices, and then I saw the Death Star.
I think it was the Death Star?
It looked like the Death Star.
Yeah, it looked like the Death Star.
It could have been the fifth Death Star.
Imagine if it was Death Star 2, and that's why we get Palpatine's laugh.
Yeah,
but it's...
Well, I think that's what somebody was... I don't know. It sounded like that was the case.
Yeah.
But what planet did that... I mean, I guess we never go to Endor.
We were talking about that earlier.
Well, it would be the forest moon of Endor.
But it's a forest, and there was an ocean.
But why wouldn't they just fall to... It could fall to...
It could fall to Endor. It is very possible that it would fall down to Endor.
Yeah, but Endor was a forest planet
that we knew of. No. Forest moon of Endor. Was where the Ewoks were, not Endor.
Oh, not Endor itself.
They're not on Endor itself.
Okay, I gotcha. Yep.
So maybe that's the planet of Endor.
Yeah, I also heard rumor it was Yavin. Yawin? Yeah, when the first movie... Episode 4.
Yavin 4?
Yavin
4. That's it, Yavin 4.
Yavin.
Yavin.
Because Yavin 4 is...
Yavin!
Sorry. Yavin 4 is also a moon because Yavin is a gas giant.
Yeah.
I knew that.
You did know that.
That's why it's got
kudos
the
kudos to you.
Yeah.
It's a giant red gas hole? Giant. What?
Sam, you see the black hole?
Oh yeah, I saw the picture.
Oh yeah, that's wild. I mean, we should briefly touch upon that. But back to Star Wars.
Screw that real stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm trying to go as hard on this movie as possible to get excited, and like, just saying, Ian McCallum's in this movie.
Like I don't know what to be excited for in this movie.
I don't either, but
I'm trying to find something in that teaser.
I'm just hoping they just make one just solid film and just be like, okay, guys, this trilogy was never going to go anywhere, but here's just one good movie.
I'm trying to find something to like about that teaser.
Because Disney...
That makes me want to
Disney
go see this movie.
Disney said, this is it.
For a while.
Yeah, they already...
They're going back at the vault.
Yeah. So, like, for them to say, like, Like, I feel like that's almost an admission of guilt. Like,
I know, and that's what
John, bad guys.
I'm agreeing with what John said. It's an epic waste of $3 billion to make this movie.
I did or hear somebody was like, somebody said, you kind of compare this to, in a way, the original trilogy, where the first episode was about Luke, like each one was about like a kind of focused on a separate character, like understanding who that character is.
Luke, Han, Leia.
Leia.
Yep.
This kind of is setting up the same way with the original cast. So the first one was about Han Solo. Second one was about Luke Skywalker. This one is about Leia Organa or Leia Solo. I don't know. But like that, because that, it sounds.
It's Rey Organa.
What?
Leia Organa?
Well, it's Leia Organa, but if her and Han got married,
it would be, I mean, Leia. She's an independent woman. Maybe she can't
be married. Yeah, maybe she can't
be married. Maybe.
She's a princess.
Not anymore.
I think she's definitely, by the way, I think she's definitely Organa Solo in the.
Okay.
In all the books, which really, it's like.
So she hyphenated it.
It's futuristic, man.
So do we think Rey is daughter of Leia or daughter of Luke?
Neither.
I don't really know at this point.
Okay, so this is like, the ongoing.
This is the potential retcon. Thing.
Like, yeah. I knew J.J. Abrams was trying to be like she's the daughter of Solo, and then
Luke
Johnson was like, no, and so like at this point, I don't know what J.J.'s gonna do.
So this is the theory.
She's the daughter of Chewbacca. All right. Yeah.
So this is the theory going around on the internet right now that everybody basically agrees with. That opening sequence is Rey and Ben Solo training. He's training her in that scene. They're not fighting, they're training, because he's not shooting at her at all. So they're training there. So this movie, The Rise of Skywalker, technically, he is the last of the Skywalkers. So it's him killing off Kylo Ren and becoming not just Ben Solo, but becoming like Ben Skywalker. Or as somebody put it, Obi-Wan Skywalker.
I'm going to go with a much simpler theory. Kylo Ren and Rey are twins. And then Luke convinced Leia to leave the girl on Tatooine, Jarvan, or whatever that planet was.
Oh God, what is that?
To separate them.
Shit, I know the name.
Jakku.
Yeah, Jakku.
I'm going to go with the simpler explanation. They're twins. Luke convinced them to leave the child, one of them, on the planet.
How is that a simpler explanation?
Really, because it's the same story as the
really
first movie.
That really makes Luke seem like a dick.
Yeah.
It's like the same father, like, in the first trilogy. It's the same thing.
Like Obi-Wan? Like,
it's going to be something like Luke Padawan? Sensed the power of the dark side in Kylo Ren when he was a baby, and they wanted
to
separate it.
So why train him?
Yeah, he trained him, and then he sensed his
dark side. And then he tried killing him
for some reason. Yeah, I know.
But Darth Vader's a completely different story. He could sense the good in him.
I don't know. And so I can see kill him. I can see those pieces fitting. And you can't say that you cannot see those.
I can see that Rey isn't a nobody, but I feel like it's an easier way for this story to go rather than completely retcon The Last Jedi, completely ignoring that and everything that happened in there, and just be like, Rey, you're actually somebody's kid who's important, and now we have to basically fall back and like rewrite everything that we did to explain why nobody realized that you were their kid.
Let me pose this question to you. Can we forget about The Last Jedi? Think of the story, think of the plot, think of what actually happened. Can we skip that movie? And just assume
things we can ignore, or that we can't ignore. The bad guy dead, and good guy dead. That's it.
Snoke dead.
Dead, and Skywalker's dead.
Nope. Here's all you need. She never found Skywalker in the first place. From the first movie, she never found him.
But he's dead.
No. Assume that she's still looking for Skywalker.
No,
you can't do that.
No, I'm serious. I swear to God. Okay. Think of it this way. If you took out the entire second movie, nothing really happened. She's just hearing Luke in her head.
No, she meets Luke at the end of Force Awakens.
Cut out the last 2 minutes.
You can't do that.
That's it. She just sees him. It's the Force ghost. A better version of Yoda.
No. So here's the thing. I'm going to do something crazy.
Okay.
To be honest, my favorite part of Last Jedi, and there are a few, very few in that movie.
It was clearly the Death Star, the ship.
No, my favorite part was when they were like, yeah, Rey, you're not special. Mm. To be honest, I thought that was a pretty good twist.
Yeah, I thought that was a good twist,
I think
too.
That, like, these are kind of geared towards kids. That's also a kind of a good message for kids, where it's like, yeah, it doesn't really matter where you came from or who your parents were. You can be special if you make yourself special.
But
if
she ended up being special.
Yeah.
It kind of goes back.
They have to watch
that.
The next movie to see whether or not she's actually special.
Yeah, so. But like, if that was where they were going, I kind of like that twist. Yeah,
and I'm okay because, you know, the
like,
way
to
that
be honest,
Star
I would have
is...
been pissed off if they were like, "You're the daughter of Skywalker." Yeah. I'm like, okay, so we're a soap opera now.
Yeah. So like, the way that Star Wars
this whole
has always
is
been
a soap
though,
opera.
Yeah, pretty much.
Soap operas make more sense.
It's one family destroying the galaxy.
Okay.
It's Kylo Ren throwing temper tantrums and the parents trying to control them.
If Admiral Ackbar comes back with an eye patch and a goatee, then it's
I will stand up and I will start clapping.
You thought I was dead.
I'd be like,
it's a trap.
Nope.
I'd like to see if anybody will join.
Piercing.
How is that piercing? I was so far away from my mic.
Hey, it was still Max.
But yeah, I would do that kind of slow clap, like try getting everybody to clap along. I don't care what the scene is about.
I hope
they show
nobody
Admiral
joins
Ackbar
you.
Back. Oh, I'd be fine. I'd be like standing there like.
Oh, okay. I kind of want there to be some stupid thing in this movie. Remember when we went to see Infinity War and then somebody turned and he's like, is that Peter Dinklage? I just want there to be that moment in Star Wars.
You just want Peter Dinklage to show up.
Yeah, right.
And do a half-assed acting job.
Just overact.
He was somehow underacting and overacting at the same time. It was weird.
You guys know how it's going to end, though, right?
Yeah.
Star Wars?
Yeah, it's going to be... They go into the time ribbon, and like fucking Vader's there, and he's just chopping wood in the Darth Vader gap. And he's at peace with the existence that, you know, has swept over him. And he doesn't want to go with Captain Picard, but they decide they have to go. That's
true. And then they face off against Snoke, and like in the fight, that bridge collapses. On Vader, killing Vader, and then that's Generations.
Do we see Kylo Ren's gonna stay bad?
I think he's turning good.
I'm almost sure that he's gonna stay bad.
Everyone's pretty much convinced he's turning
good. Given like how they've set him up, he's gonna go good.
I can see how he can convert, but I feel like he's gonna stay bad.
I don't think so.
I mean, he definitely killed a lot of people. Aside from that,
so did
do we
Vader.
See Darth Vader's costume come back or suit?
No.
I'm hoping not.
It looks like he's repairing his helmet.
No, I know. I'm just asking.
Not sure why he's repairing
his helmet.
This trailer
is probably so misleading that it's just...
Which is good. That's always been my problem with trailers is that they try doing too many specific things in the trailer to get us, like, rather than get us excited for a movie, they're trying to tell us the plot of the movie. And in turn, you kind of figure out how it's going to end.
Well, that's the teaser. You don't get a plot.
All right. And I'd rather trailers be teasers like these, like two-minute teasers. Like, that's what I want out of a trailer. I don't want to know specifics. Endgame has done awesome. With these kind of trailers. Their official trailers has given us nothing.
Well, they're going after Thanos, so...
That's all you know.
Spoiled everything.
The thing is, if there was one movie where you did not need to release a trailer...
Yeah, it's Endgame.
This is the movie.
Yeah. But, like, they're doing... That is perfect because it's not only... It's getting people excited without giving really
but
anything
John, they
away.
They showed them in space, so, like, I couldn't have predicted that.
They showed 5 things in that trailer. Rey and a TIE fighter... Lando, Millennium Falcon, Chewie, 2 droids, a new droid.
Yep.
And that's about
Palpatine's
it.
Palpatine's laugh.
And then Palpatine's laugh. And that's about it.
Yeah.
I could have done that one without Luke's voice. I could have done without it.
Well, you
Whatever.
Need somebody talking over it.
No.
Like, you have to.
No. It's just, you really don't. Not to mention, it's also...
That, then that whole scene in the beginning would have been boring.
I kind of do wish that they rephrased his speech a little bit, because he's like, thousands of years of Jedi knowledge or whatever is put into you or something like that. How?
Well, she has the books.
I thought they... Oh, that's right. They burnt.
She
they
took
burn.
The books.
No, she... The burnt.
No, she took the books.
How do you know she took it?
Because...
They didn't
see
show
her.
That.
Yeah, they do. They show her, like, storing it in the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, I mean, I don't remember.
I don't
at least
that
one
at
book. She has at least one book.
I don't remember that at all.
I have to rewatch it, but I'm fairly certain she took a book.
I don't remember. I can't... I tried watching the second one.
I remember Yoda turning into Storm.
Yeah.
And being like, I can control the weather!
I tried watching the second one again. 20 minutes in, I shut it off. I couldn't...
Like, no, is Yoda God?
Yes.
Is that his deal?
Yeah. Yoda is God, and Mace Windu's still alive. He's just one-armed Mace Windu.
One-armed Mace Windu. Well, if you listen to Sam Jackson...
He's alive. He's
well, so that would be... If Mace Windu's in this, I don't know. I'd stand up and clap.
Yeah. I would be upset for one thing only. So far, I have just so much joy from the fact that Jimmy Smits is the only thing they took for the prequels.
So far.
And God, how great would that be if at the end of the movie, like,
Jimmy
Smits putting together, like, the Jedi Order, and then you see a purple lightsaber, he's like, you can't do this without me. I'm forming a team. I'm forming a council.
You think you're the only Jedi left?
Yeah.
You just entered a whole new universe.
Oh, man. I want to talk to you about the Jedi Initiative. We need somebody who shoots arrows, turns a different color, and is a smartass.
We need a green guy. Where's Kit Fisto? Oh, shit, he's dead?
All right. Scale of...
I'm excited.
I don't know. Are we going to see this?
Yes.
It's Star Wars. This is stupid. They're bad movies, and we still go to see it.
Like I said, there was nothing that Episode 9 could have done to make me more excited for this movie. Like... Well, my expectations were low, and I was like, there's nothing they can do that to make me be like, oh my God, I got to see this at midnight on opening night. There was nothing they could do. Then Palpatine's voice came in at like that shot through the roof, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm all in on this movie. I can't wait.
I can't believe you're that gullible, man.
I know. I don't want to be, but I am.
Yeah, I've spent the last couple months trying to defend Star Wars, and I'm not even that excited for this.
Yeah, right? Neither am I.
Yeah, but Star
I honestly don't think I'll see this. Number one, I think I won't have time. It's December 20th, so it's the week before Christmas is on a Thursday.
What is the runtime? Any guesses?
Of this movie?
You know, it'll be in the theater for like 2 months, though.
225.
You're thinking close to 2.5?
Close to 2.5.
So I guess over under 2.5 hours.
Definitely under.
You're going under?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say under.
Going under. John?
Under, but not by much.
I think a little over.
I think
there's
it's
a
just,
lot they have to pack into this movie.
Yeah, but the thing is, people
do that.
What?
Don't like. The thing is, a lot of people don't like it, so why make it more than 2.5? Whereas people love Endgame to the point where it's going to be the first $3 billion movie.
Yeah.
You know, 3 hours is very acceptable given what's going on.
Plus, they have like a lot of loose ends they got to tie up.
What, Endgame?
Yeah. But like Star Wars, like what are the loose ends again? Like,
so just remember, well, Last Jedi was.
It's just it depends how far you want to retcon certain things.
Just remember, Last Jedi was 2 hours 32 minutes, so
too
it was just
long.
Over too 2.5 hours.
Well, they cut out Benicio del Toro and that whole planet scene in the casino.
No, that was
would have saved an hour.
But then you wouldn't understand the kid at the end with the broomstick, Chris.
No, I'm okay with that. Show me more, Laura Dern. I'll take that.
She did.
I know, but that was the best part of the movie.
Really?
Sort of.
Laura Dern.
Her flying through light speed through the super duper Star Destroyer. That was awesome.
What's Other a better that, part of that movie?
She was a horrible part of that movie because all she had to say was, this is my plan. All right. Instead of that, she was like, I'm taking control and I'm going to act all evil now, even though I have good intentions.
Was she acting all that evil? Because I was like,
well, because like Poe was like, Do we got a plan? She's like, yes. He's like, you want to share it? Because, like, I'm kind of like the number three guy around here now that everybody's dead. Like, I'm pretty high up on. And she's like, no, you just need to sit down because you're no one. It's like, no, he's like one of the most important people on the ship.
Yeah,
now.
What was the plan? What was. They why didn't she tell them, though?
I don't know.
Was like, it because. Oh, there was somebody on board.
We're going to do this again.
There was somebody on board saying who they were. Where they were with the Death Star. There was like
They were tracking them with that device. Remember they found out that they had a device on board
Star Destroyer.
Yeah, that could track them, and they had to go find somebody who could crack
the
safe.
There was no reason. Why they couldn't tell Poe.
Poe literally is like the number two guy on that ship.
Yeah, well, at that point, yeah.
Because everybody else is dead because of the...
Okay, let's all be honest. Sorry. The best part of that movie was when we found out where the blue milk came from.
And he drank it right there. The
milk mustache.
At least pasteurize it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, we died to him. No, I would say like Yoda showing up again, Frank Oz being Yoda. I think that was awesome. And being a puppet.
It was kind of dumb.
No, it was dumb, but it was like kind of like
it
a.
Was
kinda, oh, thank
it was
you.
Kinda dumb. Kinda dumb. It was kind of dumb.
Like when Mark Hamill was like, "But the secret text," I'm like, "Oh, that is just terrible."
Where am I? At first, I'm thinking, "Where the hell is text coming to this?" There was no books in the previous ones.
In fact, I don't
even the prequels had digitals.
Yeah, they were like, literal libraries in giant boxes that in Battlefront you had to hack. Like that was the Jedi library where that mean lady is in Episode 2.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway.
So, like, it doesn't exist because it's not in our
account. I'm a little bitch.
All right, all right. We gotta go. We gotta get moving here.
All right.
Shall we move on to Thrones?
All right.
Final Thrones? Final season of Thrones?
Final season
took
of Thrones.
40 minutes just to get to the place where we wanted to end up.
It's where you guys want to end up.
It's like a metaphor for the show.
Yeah, well, when these two start going on, yeah. It's so the final season of Thrones starts up on Sunday, which is tomorrow night.
Is it really tomorrow?
23
Less
hours
than
24 away.
Hours, oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, snap.
Yep.
We'll talk about the White Walkers. Did you see the dragon?
It sounded like you left there for a second. Look at the dragon.
Oh, yeah. Someone just did a burnout of my apartment. Pretty fucking cool.
It was like perfect timing because you're like, oh, dragon, and then somebody peels out. Like it just sounded like you drove away.
I'm recording in a Foley studio and they're doing sound effects around me.
Well,
oh no, eggshells.
All right, let's get back on track here. So the final season of Game of Thrones finally comes out. It took about a year and a half for them to actually released the final six episodes, and winter is coming.
I mean, like, they also had to film them, though.
Yeah, but it took a lot longer than usual for the other seasons. Usually there was a year in between, not this long. So. Yeah. But that's okay. I'd rather them tidied up nice and neat and
make sure they
us.
Got something.
Yep. So apparently they have something good because they filmed a bunch of endings, and
the cast doesn't
really know what's going on. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, Westworld took two years for its second season to
come.
And
it was amazing.
And it was amazing, and nobody had any problems with that at all.
Let's stay on
one HBO
show.
And now I'm taking my
show.
Headphones off, and nobody can say otherwise.
Let's stay on HBO.
We are
on let's stay on Game of Thrones. HBO's like, better show.
I was like, it's scary. It's HBO.
So, final six episodes. Kind of, first and foremost, the directors. So there's only three. Well, technically there's four. But the two directors of the first five episodes are going to be David Nutter and Miguel
Sapochnik?
What?
Yeah.
Did I get that?
You were close.
I was getting it. So Nutter
did Hard Home.
Nutter is directing a couple. Reigns of Castamere and Mother's Mercy is what he did before. And then Sapochnik did Hard Home and Battle of the Bastards, which are questionably two of the greatest episodes of TV ever. So this is a good sign that these guys are doing this. That it also implies that there's going to be battles. So big battles, probably.
Well, we know they took like 75 days to shoot one, so.
Yeah. And then the final episode is actually directed by the two producers and creators themselves, D.B. Weiss and David Benioff. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, yeah. That just means that they're going to tidy this thing up real nice and neat in the way they want to do it. So, and I think that's a good sign. I don't think they've actually directed episodes before, but I think this is just them kind of putting the icing on the cake and lighting the candle and saying, we're done, we're moving on to... I think they're moving on to other things with Disney, right?
Disney?
I think they're actually
Have a Star Wars contract, but God knows if that's going to happen for three movies.
HBO did?
No, these creators.
The creators. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So they were...
They're also going to make this other show that was like an alternate history of like the Civil War. And like it gets such like bad press that they just fucking like never really canceled it, but just didn't mention it again.
Yep.
Just like Rian Johnson's trilogy that he's supposed to be making for Star Wars.
Well, and anyway, I don't think I've seen so much excitement ever for a conclusion of something other than, which is shocking because they're both in the same month, Endgame and Game of Thrones.
Yeah, see, I don't have enough space in me for both of these right now. So since Game of Thrones is a season long, I just don't care about it right now.
Really?
I'm all Endgame.
See, the only way I can like tell how people are with Game of Thrones is who I work with. They all watch Game of Thrones. None of them are excited for the season.
Of Game of Thrones.
Because it's been too long between the last season. They don't remember what happened in the last season.
I can.
And they're not like super excited for this season because it's like they kind of forgot what happened last year season. And last season, I mean, wasn't a great season. Not much happened.
A lot of stuff happened.
All right.
Every episode was like major shit going down.
Yeah, don't take Sean's word for it. The guy who doesn't watch the episodes.
I'm just going off of the people that I know outside of this podcast.
It was one of the few seasons where there weren't like three throwaway episodes.
Yeah, this was every episode there was a major thing happening. Yeah. So,
but either way, like a year and a half between seasons kind of hurts it.
That definitely hurts it because I just don't remember anything.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what we're going to do. We're going to recap a little bit first. Just a little bit. We'll do five minutes on a recap.
I remember Kit Harington's ass, and that's about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
well, should we? Okay, so...
Kit Harington. So, Jon Snow is Daenerys' nephew.
Nope, major stories. Let's start.
Well, that's a major story.
No. We're going to progressively move forward.
All right.
Major plot point. Daenerys finally lands on Westeros. That's a big part of the season.
Okay.
Yep. And then she actually starts fighting and gets involved in battles and things like that. Other major story plot is that Jon Snow and a bunch of wildlings, or Jon Snow tries to prove to everybody that this is the issue that we have to deal with more so than fighting amongst each other. Makes friends with Daenerys, kind of a peace treaty thing.
Oh, he makes more than friends.
No, first they kind of make friends, and then he goes north to prove that this is an enemy.
Buddies. Well.
He goes north of the wall, to catch a White Walker, brings it back, presents it to pretty much everybody on the cast.
Wow, a dragon dies.
A dragon dies while up there.
A dragon dies with a world-class javelin.
Yeah, that was intense.
Ka-cha! Like 500 miles away.
Like, why didn't he just like start with that with the guys on the ground and just started like huzzing javelins if he can like... just hit anyone and kill them instantly.
This is magic power. The power to throw a javelin.
See, you don't have that.
Ow, my fingers.
Well, we get to the point where they capture a White Walker, bring it back, present it to everybody.
If I remember correctly.
No,
correct.
White Walker. Well, they're the
no,
same.
No, it's a white.
It's a white?
The zombies are whites. The guys who control the zombies are the White Walkers.
There you go.
Thank you.
What we did find is that Cersei pretends that she's afraid and pretends to send her army, but really she's going to hold it back. That's kind of the major arc that's going on. Bunch of side stuff. Jon Snow, Daenerys Targaryen, they bang.
Hands say bang, you were doing like hang loose.
Does this make more sense?
They're two both fingers. Dudes?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know what else
sword
to do.
Sword fighting yeah. under the sheets.
Look, anyway, so they get together, but also Bran is now the...
Three-eyed Raven.
Three-eyed Raven, so he sees and knows everything.
I remember everything else except names.
Come to find out, Jon Snow is Daenerys' nephew. And they're banging.
Still with the hang loose.
Still with the hang loose.
You just do one, there you go.
It's too complex for me at this point. Then
Well, you have to make sure one has a really nice ass.
Yeah.
Jon Snow. Oh my God. Oh, Kit Harington. Jesus, he has a nice ass. So that's kind of another big thing. Sansa
back next
and Arya
week for
are
Knights
back
of
together.
Assitude.
Sansa and Arya are back together.
Jaime's heading up north.
Jaime is defying Cersei and heading north to fight with the North because he's already made the transformation. He's a stand-up guy now. And then we cut the cast. We cut a lot of the cast where the Sand Snakes are gone. Lady Tyrell's gone. And...
What's his name? No penis guy is...
Varys.
Varys, he's starting to take his place as the leader.
Littlefinger, man.
Yeah, but Littlefinger, I forgot. Hey, Arya,
guys.
Arya took it to stabby, Littlefinger. Stabby. And, yep, slit the throat. That was a good death, I think.
What's his face dies, right?
Yeah, that dude.
No, that was two seasons ago. Ramsay Bolton.
No, that's a while ago.
And, yeah, it was a Battle of Bastards.
And the most important thing is that after five seasons, the White Walkers finally reached that giant wall.
Oh, yeah, and then the dragon...
It only took them five seasons, but Jon Snow can jump place to place like he can teleport.
Yeah, right.
Listen, they got lost, all right? Everything's white up there, okay?
Like, sure, which way we... Crap, we're going north again. Back south.
So the wall at...
I've seen that tree before, sir.
The wall at... What's the watch base on the right side?
East Watch.
Got... the wall over there got knocked down.
They got hit with the dragon.
And then they finally started crossing. So that's kind of the big thing. That's, I think, how the episode ended, actually.
It is. I saw it.
So big things about... There's a bunch of other side plots, like the Red Woman and Varys... had a discussion. She's like, we both need to die here on this island, foreign land, whatever. So it's implied that
they ain't gonna come back.
Yeah, who knows what's gonna happen.
The whole Iron Island stuff.
Mm-hmm. Iron Islands, it's not really, you know, whatever. Cersei hired a mercenary army to come fight for her, and then that's where the fleet's going. Iron Fleet right now.
What if
Theon is trying to get back his sister?
What if this movie, this show ends, it being just in the imagination of an autistic child looking in a snow globe?
They would never do that.
No, but St. Elsewhere did.
They would never do that.
Well, what would they do, though, Chris? We got to predict the future at some point.
Yeah. Mm.
To be honest, I'm like 33% on board with Walkers 1. Yep.
Yeah.
I would. I don't
that's
know.
It.
I think that's maybe. I'm a hard five.
I'm not saying I would enjoy ending.
No, I would. I would. I like those kind of endings. Like when a movie or a TV show ends on a downer, that's a good thing because it's something you're not expecting.
I feel like HBO subscriptions would immediately drop.
But they're already going to immediately drop once the show ends.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. That is the least surprising ending for the show.
Okay.
Where it's like, they've already kind of done stuff like that with, like, the Red Wedding.
Here's the thing. There's not... We're going to get into predictions with life and death things. But there's not a lot of shocker deaths anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're out of characters to shock.
Well, the thing is, yeah, that's true. Because I think it's just we've accepted anybody can go at a certain period of time.
I think at this point, what we've got left for a cast... I can totally see only a handful surviving. I can see a lot of them dying. I don't think all of them.
Funny you should say that.
Ha-ha! Yeah, so any other comments on a recap? Am I missing kind of anything really important?
No, you said javelin, dragon, and wall. That's all that mattered to me.
Yeah. So that's about That's about it, I think.
Yeah, that's about it.
Jon Snow has not met Arya since the beginning.
Right, and Arya and Sansa are together now.
Yep, and they've met, and Bran, so there's three Starks in Winterfell again.
Yep.
We hopefully get the direwolves back, the two that are left.
If they have the budget.
I think they're blowing this. There's nothing left.
They got
the
budget. This is like the only show in history where like the viewership has increased from year to year, which is crazy.
I don't know if it's crazy because it's just word of mouth and people are essentially giving in. Right, like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
No,
and then they get hooked.
It is crazy. Like, okay, so like, so this will be the eighth season. Look at Walking Dead first seven seasons. Like, yeah, it increased, but then it started decreasing. Like, this is the this is one of those shows where it's been eight seasons and every year it's increased viewership. Well, I guarantee you, like, The Simpsons didn't even see that.
But counterpoint, the whole thing with the show is you knew the show was going to end at some point. Yeah. You could see the ending.
Yeah.
And how refreshing that was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, The Walking Dead, it's never going to end.
Yeah, yeah. There's no ending inside.
Simpsons
are
never going to end, you know?
I don't know.
Plus, I think the majority of it now is word of mouth and people caving in and saying, all right, I'll give it a shot. Last year, my sister-in-law and her husband started watching it just because they're like, all right, well, we gave it a shot, and now they're hooked. They're hooked. They're on. Yeah. They're ready to go.
I don't think I will ever give this show a chance.
Yo, you only watch five out of six.
Yeah,
every
year. Like I've seen plenty of episodes, but I don't think I will ever go back to the beginning and say, okay, we're gonna watch this from
the
beginning.
It's a pretty good show.
I
think it's great.
I think it's a fantastic show,
man.
What?
Too cool for this show.
I guess so.
the major recap I think I missed was Sam actually found that it's legitimate. Jon Snow is born
A Targaryen
king. Like that's what he found out.
But he doesn't know
he's a Targaryen at all.
Right. I mean he's not, he can piece that together, but like he doesn't know half of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's gonna be a weird conversation.
It's just going to be like everybody in the room, they're going to be like, wait, and you can actually do this? Oh, wait, no, you can actually do this. It's like they're just keep building on top of each other. It's like, okay, chill out.
All right, so the last thing we're going to do for tonight's episode, we're going to do a life pool or survival.
A life lock, if you will.
Pool.
Today's sponsor, life lock.
So it's going to be different. So this is not going to be who you think is going to die. This is going to be who you think is going to live. But what's going to happen is we're each going to pick four people. We're going to go round robin, probably. And you pick four people. You get a point if they survive, if they're in an episode.
Yeah.
So it's per episode. So your character has to be in the episode, and they have to live throughout the entire episode, and you get a point. If they're not in the episode, but they're still alive, you don't get any point. And obviously, if they die, you don't get a point for that episode. So hopefully this works as well as we think it's going to.
It's a complicated
system. It won't.
Well, only for you, because you don't know character names.
I have IMDb at my disposal.
Yeah, we've allowed Sean to do IMDb. And there's also a veto if the other three members agree that the character's too obscure.
Yes.
Don't worry. I will not going obscure people.
Why don't we start off
main cast, bring it on.
Why don't we start reverse alphabetical? So, Sean, you're first.
Oh, okay. Fine. Peter Dinklage, you're dead.
No, we're going alive there, kiddo.
Oh, okay. Oh, god damn it. I like the dead one.
No, alive.
Because, like, obviously, like,
there's... We talked about this for, like, 20 minutes
before. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention because it has something to do with Game of Thrones. Fine. Daenerys is alive. Daenerys will live.
Okay.
I'm gonna write these down. Please. It's just gonna...
Oh, God, somebody should.
It's not me because I don't know how to spell these names.
All right, let's do... Sean is Danny, right?
Yep.
So next Amelia would
Clark
be...
is gonna live.
Why I do alphabetical in the wrong order? Sam, you're next.
He's a little bit obscure, so I'm gonna go Sam.
Sam is going Sam.
That's a good call.
Yeah, because like I feel like he's narrating all this.
Just because it happens in the Lord of the Rings doesn't mean it has to happen here.
Yep. All right, John, you're up.
Yeah. But Gilly seems like she might die. So I can't do the package pick there. What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, Arya.
Bastard. All right, I'm going with Tyrion.
Fine. I will go Jon Snow. What's everyone else's name?
Sam?
What's Iron Islands? No Dick.
Theon?
Theon, yeah. Theon Greyjoy.
That's a good pick, but I don't know if he's going to be in too many episodes.
He just has to be in one, right? Or do you get a point?
You get a point for everyone there.
We've talked about these rules like twice now.
I don't pay attention to Game of Thrones.
He talks the most in Game of Thrones conversation, but he just says he doesn't pay attention to Game of Thrones.
No, I don't. Yeah. That makes it enjoyable.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Sansa.
Okay. So you're sticking with the Stark sisters? I'm going to go with Brienne of Tarth.
Oh, it's a good pick, good pick. Sleeper, it's a dark horse.
Sean's up.
Oh, man. Cersei. I'm going to go Cersei.
Okay.
That's actually a good pick because she might not. She might last until the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. Sure,
like, she may be a bitch, but you know what? Bad people can last to the end.
I can't spell worth a shit. I spelled Sam wrong.
S-U-V-L-M.
It actually looks like S-A-U-M.
Psalm. All right, Sam.
We go... He's still alive, right? The Hound?
Damn it!
Still alive, yeah.
All right, here you go. I gotta pull my this pick early. Gendry.
Okay.
So, remind her that is.
Okay.
That's Robert's bastard son.
He's got the hammer. He was running. Instead of rowing, he was running back.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Who's like the fucking Hulk now, apparently.
I'm going to go with... I'll take Bran.
Damn, that was probably going to be my next pick.
Because he's going to be in every episode. I just don't know if he's going to last until the end, though. That's the only
He's
got
to have more awkward conversation about like watching his sister in the shower or something.
Basically, his entire role in all of the previous season was just having awkward conversations with his sister. All right, last round.
Oh, God.
Sean.
Is Giantsbane still alive?
Tormund Giantsbane?
Yeah. I'll go with him. Why not?
The red-headed demon?
Yeah. Got a big red beard. I like him. Looks like a Viking.
Sam?
One more. Who's Theon's sister?
Yara?
Yeah.
I'll go with her.
Okay. So you got both Greyjoys?
Yeah. I think they're going to come into their own now.
All right. John?
Interesting that he did not take Euron Greyjoy. Mm-hmm. Was totally going to make the end of the show. But watch it happen, though. Because that's like a small enough detail where it's like, yeah, but this asshole lives. It's not perfect. I will go with Sir Davos Seaworth.
All right.
Chris?
I'm trying to think if I want to choose him or not.
This is your last pick.
But the problem
last
is
pick of the draft.
He's not with Jamie anymore, so I don't know if I'm going to see him that often.
Oh. Yeah.
But I want him to be in a lot of episodes, but I don't...
Who are you going with? Just go with it. Unless you got a better choice.
I'm trying to think of a better choice.
Yeah, I know
Varys isn't going to be in all the episodes.
Yeah, I feel like Varys will make it, but I don't know if he'll be in every episode.
I don't think the general of the Unsullied is going to make it.
Oh, Wormtongue?
Wormtail.
Wormtail. Who's Wormtongue? Oh, that's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I don't... We said Sam already, yep, right? Yeah, yep. I'll go with Bronn. Why not? Why not? All right.
Okay.
I feel good about it. I feel good about these picks.
All right.
There's a difference between Bran and Bronn.
The what?
Isn't there like a character named Bran?
Yep, I chose him too.
A Bran and Bronn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, all right. So going through them real quick. Sean, you have Dany, Jon Snow, Cersei, and Tormund.
Yes.
That's good, because I never would have picked any of four of those anyway. So, right. Sam, you got Sam. Theon, Hound, and Yara. John, you got Arya, Sansa, Gendry, and Davos. And I have Tyrion, Brienne, Bran, and Bronn. That's just a weird ending.
It's weird that it's Bran and Bronn. Like, I don't know. Just putting those... It's like, it's the same character depending on how you pronounce the name. All right. Like Han and Han.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Slight tweak to the scoring. It's really just a logic thing.
Okay.
So you get a point if they're alive at the end of the episode.
Correct.
And they've been in that episode. You don't just get a point for them being in an episode where they die.
Yeah. That makes sense? Okay. Yeah. They have to survive the episode.
They have to survive the episode to get the point.
Yes.
Because otherwise we all have one just guaranteed. Well, unless someone didn't show up, you know?
Right.
Watch, everyone dies in the first episode, and the rest of the season is just the Night King like cleaning stuff up,
like janitorial.
Wait,
like,
so if they die in the episode, they still get a point?
No,
it should be zero.
Yeah, you don't get a point if they die.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I this could end up pretty great, or this could end up all in a tie.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it could end up in a tie.
No one dies this season.
Well, anyway,
just a happy ending in the end.
So we have
it's like a butterfly.
Almost 20 hours till the new season of Game of Thrones starts.
Oh, man.
I know.
Wait, we lost 3 hours in that time? You said 23. And
no,
then...
what's it starts at 9,
it's
right?
A little, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, it's 22. It's almost 22. Okay. Almost 22.
Right,
I'm sorry.
That sounds better.
I'm losing track of time here. I need to sleep one more sleep before Thrones.
Like, if I remember correctly, in the previous podcast, you went like from like, it's like 15 days away to 5 days away. I was just like, what? Well,
time flies. I mean,
anyway, to everybody, Thrones starts up on Sunday.
Tomorrow.
And we're going to, next week, we're going to talk about Thrones.
Yeah. And we'll probably just watch it.
We'll probably have a summer movie preview, so... Along with the Thrones discussion. And we might have a guest. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
Which means we might have a game to play.
Yeah, right?
Games are fun, right?
So any other final comments before we go?
Nope.
Just that we saw a black hole for the first time ever. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Congrats to that that girl who everybody's calling a doctor, even though she's in the graduate program.
Oh, the lady scientist?
Yeah. They're like, doctor so-and-so. I'm like, she ain't a doctor yet, but okay. It's insane.
Hey, she looked at a black hole. No, How many times did you do that?
I'm like, I could so totally.
That's nope.
I could go somewhere with this, but I'm not going
Nope. We're gonna end on that. I'm gonna put the music on right now. We're gonna end this now. So if you like all our episodes, you can find them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher for free. Send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/nightsandnerds2. That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.